very quickly. That was Neighborhood Brats. Brand new album, brand new song called Complete Mess. Sounds very Juvenile Hall-ish. And it's good that they're around because Juvenile Hall is taking a break. So listen to San Francisco's Neighborhood Brats, a tune called Complete Mess. This is my last song. Andy is up next with The Burrow. Just one burrow. Perhaps he will have a show big enough for two. This is Vapid.
Is free and the freeway's long. I've got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Says, hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life, about a thousand women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, because none of them was you. Said, no, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown that, yeah.
It sounds a bit gay. Right?
It's not gay.
That's right, you are listening to CITR 11.9. This is The Burrow. My name's Andy Resto. Be here for another hour. Scott Walker has teamed up with noise rock veterans Sun O to make a new strange album called Soused. And I'm going to play a song called Brando to start things off today.
Across the wide Missouri, never enough, no, never. never enough. Whip our world.
Spirits ring high. In the trees, a beating would do me a world of good.
Ah, the wide Missouri. Sun O and Scott Walker. The terrific track there from their new album, Soused. That was the opening track called Brando. It is five songs long, but about an hour long altogether. So each song is monolithic in a way, just like that first one. It's pretty terrific, though. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM. Going to cover a broad range today, starting with some experimental music there. We're going to hear some drone metal later on, and eventually I'll find a way to bring us to some folk music by the end of this show, and I have reasons for that. Coming into today, I thought I was ill-prepared and did not have much to play until I discovered a new compilation that we just got here to the station called Misery Loves Company, and that is a Montreal-based record label that typically puts out CDs that are splits, so split CDs between bands, kind of post-punk alternative bands. And this compilation we have is two discs of all of their releases. So I was listening to this, and it is fantastic. I'm actually going to play three different bands from this compilation for this next set. So get ready for some Montreal alternative music. We're going to start with a band called Fakes with their song Truths here on The Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM. We'll be right back.
checked my luck, I thought I seemed cool. Tell me quickly, I'm better. Took a mirror.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year. Shindig congratulates Revered for passing into the semifinals. This November 11th, come to the Hindenburg for the bright pop rock of Speller, the dark surf pop of Malk, and make sure you bring earplugs for Double Standards Hardcore.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Okie-dokie. That was a nice quick one from the Screaming Queens from right here in Vancouver. I threw that one in there quickly because right before that you heard an ad for Shindig, which has been happening every week. CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, for those of you who may be unaware of what that is. It's been going on for about 30 years now. Moved to the Hindenburg. It's been going great. Screaming Queens played last week. Anyhow, favorite band that I have seen thus far through 3 weeks of Shindig. And I thought it went really well with this set that I had just played, which was a set of artists that are featured on this compilation I have right in front of me called Misery Loves Company. It's a Montreal-based record label that puts out split CDs, typically. So this seems to be volume one of a series that they're doing. They're releasing their entire discography. So it's very good. There are on this compilation 8 different bands. I played 3 of them. Band called Fakes, another one called White Cube, and a third one called Lung Butter. Anyhow, this is a fantastic compilation. I recommend it to anybody. You can also go on to Bandcamp to find Misery Loves Company, and they have all their releases up online for you to listen to. Alrighty, this is CITR 101.9. My name is Andy, and this is The Burrow. We are now entering officially the second half of the program. Which, you know, doesn't really mean anything. I wish I was together enough to be able to plan something to where the first half is significantly, I don't know, distinguishable from the second half, but I don't quite have anything set up. What I have next is a band that I found recently called Thou. as in thou, I don't know, thou art something. Anyhow, they are a drone metal band from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they have a new album called Heathen, or at least relatively new, came out this year. I'm going to play a song called Into the Marshlands. So from that, you can tell how intense this is about to get. So get ready to enter the marshlands. And then after that, we're going to turn back the clock and head back into the 1990s for a brief time. This is Thou with Into the Marshlands on The Burrow, CITR 11.9.
We'll be right back.
stayed in the southern U.S. for that last set. Thou, their new album Heathen. They are from Baton Rouge. And you just heard Rodan with a song called Milk and Melancholy. Rodan, the 90s alternative rock group from Louisville, Kentucky. Named after, of course, the famed flying dragon monster that has battled the likes of Godzilla and Mechagodzilla, Rodan. Anyhow, I just recently got a compilation that they released, or a collection they released a year or so ago, called 15 Quiet Years, and it's kind of a B-sides rarities collection, has some Peel sessions on the end, comes with a free download of a live performance, that kind of thing. So Milk and Melancholy was on a single called How the Winter Was Passed, which was released in 1993. On here are some alternate versions of songs, such as Shiner and Tooth Fairy Retribution Manifesto. Those are, of course, two tracks from their, some may say, classic album, Rusty. That is a great album. Everyday World of Bodies on that album, which I didn't play because it's about 12 and a half minutes long. Probably one of my favorite post-1990 alternative rock songs, if that doesn't sound too limiting. Anyhow, so earlier in the show, I said I was somehow going to eventually get to folk, or at least folk-influenced music, and this is how I'm going to make that transition. I'm going to jump from Rodan and use Tara Jane O'Neill, who played bass in Rodan. She's had quite an extensive solo career, not just solo career, but career outside of Rodan in bands like King Cobra and Sonora Pine. Her solo material is, I'd say, folk influenced, but it uses lots of loops and kind of electronic music as well. She has an album from 2006 called In Circles, and I'm going to play an instrumental track from that album, which is actually not typical of the album. She sings on every track but this one. But it's a very good song. It's called This Beats, and that is what I'm going to play after a couple of advertisements. And then we'll be back here at CITR 101.9 at The Burrow.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators!
Tune into the Copyright Experiment Thursday nights at 11 with Autonomy and DJ Mochi. We discuss digital media and copyright and play a wide range of freely available electronic and hip-hop music. Or just visit our website for a list of links to the free music we play. That's copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
Guess what? There's a new Thurston Moore album. It's called The Best Day. Whatever Thurston Moore does must be cool, right? Right? This is called Tape. All right, that was Thurston Moore, a song called Tape from his new album, The Best Day. Very important last 4 minutes here on The Burrow. Let me see if I can run through this. So Leo Ramirez show is up next, so stay tuned. Also, wanted to say to everybody out there to have a nice Remembrance Day tomorrow, Tuesday, November 11th, especially those of you with family members in the military or who have been in the military yourselves. Also, November 11th happens to be my father's birthday, so I wanted to say happy birthday and dedicate this last track to my dad, Joni Mitchell. What can I say? He loves Joni Mitchell and at one point told me that Court and Spark was his favorite album of all time. I don't know if I agree with this, but anyhow, it is what it is. So happy birthday, Dad. This is Court and Spark by Joni Mitchell. To close today's episode of The Burrow here on CITR 101.9 FM.